I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A new species of tick has arrived in the U.S., the long-horned tick. So far, it's been spotted on animals in other parts of the country. A lot of those ticks have been pickled in alcohol and sent to the facility in Fort Collins, Colorado, where Ben Beard works. He's with the CDC's Division of Vector-Borne Diseases. His group has been testing the ticks for a slew of viruses. So far, all came back negative.
So we're really encouraged by the fact that none have been found positive yet, but the jury's still out in terms of how important this tick is in terms of transmitting diseases here in the U.S.
The CDC is now growing colonies of the ticks. Once they have enough of them, they'll start another round of testing to see what the critters might be capable of transmitting to people and livestock. Climate and weather scientists met yesterday in Boulder, and while they say the role of climate change in future hailstorms is hard to assess, they did predict that the cost of damage caused by hailstorms will go up. That's based on the idea that when storms hit, there is more property damage because of the growing population. They also said that while fewer storms are developing overall, the ones that are forming are stronger. Smoke from wildfires burning in Colorado and beyond is hanging over large parts of the western half of the state. Periods of moderate to heavy smoke are expected through this morning. State health officials warn that people with respiratory illnesses, the very young and elderly, may want to remain indoors if the smoke is heavy. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.